USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up, and to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back.
Another grim milestone has been reached as 50,000 people in the United States have died from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.